Today, we continue our discussion about if and whether. Both words are conjunctions that can sometimes be used in place of each other. The word whether shows that there are two possibilities or choices for something. And sometimes the word if shares this meaning. For instance, you can say, please find out if my books have arrived, or please find out whether my books have arrived. Other times, only one of the words can be used. In part one of this program, we talked about when whether must be used. On today's program, part two, we will talk about when if must be used. I will also explain when the two words are interchangeable. And lastly, I will tell you an easy way to remember which to choose. Let me start by talking about conditionals. Conditional sentences present a condition and a result. In other words, when A happens, B happens. We use if to express a condition. We cannot use whether. Listen to this example.
If it rains, we will get wet.
In this sentence, if it rains is the condition, and we will get wet is the result. Here is another example.
I would buy a car if I won the lottery.
In this example, the condition is if I won the lottery. The result is I would buy a car. Notice that the condition comes in the second half of the sentence. This change in position does not affect the meaning. Again, the word whether cannot be used to express conditions. Next, let's talk about when if and whether are interchangeable. That means either word can be used with no change in meaning. When reporting yes or no questions, we can use if or whether. Reported questions involve telling someone what another person has asked. Listen to two statements to see what I mean.
He asked if I listen to music every night. He asked whether I listen to music every night.
We can also use if or whether when asking indirect yes or no questions. An indirect question is one that is worded more politely than a direct question. Listen to the examples.
Can you tell me if the train is coming soon? Can you tell me whether the train is coming soon?
We can also use if or whether in statements to express doubt about which of two possibilities is true. In these cases, the word or is used. Listen to these statements.
We are unsure if the deadline is Wednesday or Friday. We are unsure whether the deadline is Wednesday or Friday.
As discussed in Part 1, there are some exceptions. For example, use only whether after prepositions and before infinitive verbs. You can read more about the exceptions in that program. Now, let's talk a little about noun clauses. In all of today's example sentences, except the conditionals, the words if and whether introduce noun clauses. A clause is a part of a sentence with its own subject and verb. Noun clauses act like nouns in sentences. Let's take a closer look at an example.
We are unsure whether the deadline is Wednesday or Friday.
In this example, the noun clause is whether the deadline is Wednesday or Friday. Notice that the word whether introduces the noun clause. And the subject and verb of that clause are the deadline and is. You can learn more about noun clauses on earlier everyday grammar programs. Well, that was a lot of information. So, how can you remember it all? The good news is that you do not have to. If you are ever in doubt about which word to choose, you can keep it simple. The best way to avoid confusion is this. Use if for conditionals and use whether when talking about two possibilities or choices. I'm Alice Bryant.